Blog Talk Radio. the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, your host. And yes, we are coming at you live this evening, live and in living color, so to speak. Productive News Weekly, we've been doing this for over a decade now, and I just want to take a moment to thank all of our listeners who've been with us over the years, true patrons, and I can only say truly we appreciate you being here with us, and we're here for you. For our new listeners, thank you for tuning in to Productive News Weekly, and our hope and belief is that you'll find this program enlightening, inspiring, encouraging, empowering, and hopefully fulfilling a need to be involved and make a difference for yourself and especially for your loved ones and the community and the society in which we live. And so this evening, no exception, we're pursuing that with a very special guest. If you caught the opening bumper tune, that was the fifth dimension for my old schoolers out there and new schoolers who are informed. Fifth dimension group out of actually the 60s, way ahead of their time. This was one of their mega hits, simply titled Aquarius. And yes, you guessed it, we are under the sun sign of Aquarius. We're hoping that we can get our resident, I like to call him astrologer, on the line with us this evening. He was scheduled earlier, so we've been feverishly trying to reach Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, to join us to talk a little bit about Aquarius and the sun sign of Aquarian, and also talk a little bit about full moon astrology this evening. So we're hoping that we can make that happen. Don't know if we'll be able to because he had a very full schedule this evening. But we're going to do our best to make it happen, and if we can, we will. If we can't, well, we'll catch it the next time. That'll be our goal, which may be next week, hopefully, if we can't connect. There will be a full moon coming up this weekend, and I'm sure if Dr. Mendoza or Master Glenn, we respectfully refer to him as, will be discussing that, should he be able to join us this evening. In case he's not, I will certainly share the information for you to be able to participate on a worldwide, global meditation of the full moon. Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, has been conducting, hosting full moon meditations for the better part of, at least two decades. And he literally has thousands worldwide tuning in for the benefits of the full moon. And for my regular listeners, you understand what that is to some extent, just having, you know, listened and tuned in to Dr. Mendoza as he's explained the whole benefit of full moon meditation. So, again, we're going to hope that he can join us. My prayer and hope is that everyone within the earshot of my voice, whether you're listening live or, you know, whether you happen to be tuning in the archives, that's fine, too. We certainly appreciate you, you know, reaching back, so to speak. I guess in that case, I'm talking to the future, so to speak. And we appreciate you tuning in. So if you've tuned in before Sunday, February 5th, you too can join in on this opportunity. So with that said, I'll just go into that a little bit right now, in fact. And the scope and the scoop, as we say, is this Sunday, if you go to your computers and type in, or your cell smartphones, and type in a website, fullmoonmeditation.us, that's fullmoonmeditation.us, you'll be able to listen in and catch the video of the full moon meditation live, and it's being led by Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn himself, I'm sure that you will truly enjoy it. And again, that's, go to your computers. It's fullmoonmeditation.us. It's not .com. It's .us. And it doesn't look like Master Glenn's going to be able to join us, unfortunately. This evening. So we're just going to move forward and go with it. So on the agenda, so much going on, folks, so much. With what's happening in our society right now, meditation is more than apropos. It's crucially needed. Because we need to settle down and truly get grounded for the changing, challenging times around us. And these times, as challenging as they are, can be times of opportunity if we take it as such. So, with that said, I encourage you all to be aware. If there was anything I would say this year, not just this month, this moment, but this year and going forward, that we need to do collectively and individually is be aware. Be very aware. So many things I've come to find out, especially in this last few years, and especially in these last few weeks even, not to mention few months, I've learned so much, truth be told. There's so many untold truths. And more importantly, so many told falsehoods. And I know I talk about mainstream media, fake news, as former President Trump borrowed from me. Because I've been using that term for the last 10 years since I've been on radio, before he came down the elevator and declared, you know, his candidacy in, I think it was 2015 or somewhere around there. But the truth of the matter is, left wing, right wing, same bird. And we just have to be ever vigilant about that. So it is what it is, but the question is, what can you do about it, right? Yeah, I get that, you know. What can I do? Again, be aware. You know, so often, in figuratively speaking, you know, we have our heads in the sand, or we have our our minds so exposed to whatever way that the wind is blowing, and therefore we get twisted, if you can imagine when I say twisted. We just have to be very, very, you know, careful about the information that we're receiving. We have to be, you know, very vigilant, in fact, about what's happening around us in terms of our ability to express ourselves once we are aware of what's going on. And we have to be aware of anyone trying to suppress your ability to express yourself. There was a song going back, if I can date myself and tune in to some of my old heads, as we say, or old schoolers. There was a song, "Express Yourself, Whatever You Do." You remember that? Well, right now, you know, I'm just looking around, and I'm sure many of you are. Hopefully, most of you at least are. You're finding out that, whoa, we can't express ourselves. And this isn't about politics or religion or any of the like, genderism. It's just about, what, the First Amendment, right? I believe it's the First. You know, I do find myself grateful to be in this country. I mean, there are those that would say, yeah, America's all messed up, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, find yourself in Bosnia or the Ukraine, you know, or somewhere in sub-Saharan Africa, or, you know, I can go on and on. I mean, the Middle East, Afghanistan. I mean, we're blessed to be here. And we do have a constitution, albeit I hear certain, you know, individuals, I would say colleagues, folks that, you know, I have associated with at one time or another, and to some extent still do, because I have no problem having different ideas. I believe in good, strong, uncommon discourse, and it doesn't always have to be in agreement. As my mentor would say, we just need to avoid being disagreeable. We can disagree, but let's not be disagreeable. Well, the concern that I have there is cancel culture says you can't even disagree. It says if you don't subscribe to this ideology, then I'm going to take your voice. So again, this isn't about politics. I'm, as those who know me well, I'm not affiliated with a party. I'm fully independent, declared even. So I'm not beholden. Left wing, right wing, same bird. I like even, fair competition. I think it's good, and I think it's essential. You know, it's about balance. That's really what it's about, folks. I, as a naturopath and nutritionist, if I put that hat on, when I talk to clients around the country, you know, one of the first things I inquire is, you know, what is your concern? And they'll tell me, you know, from their perspective, oh, it's diabetes or high blood pressure or lupus or whatever it is, sarcoidosis. I say, okay, so there's an imbalance there. But I don't like the term dis-ease. And I will, if I'm using it, I'll use it, you know, as a hyphenated dis-ease. I'll say, okay, so there's an imbalance there. And Master Glenn and Dr. Mendoza, well, looks like we've missed our window with Master Glenn, because he was going to be joining us up until about 7. So, yeah, we kind of missed that window. But he talks about being in balance or out of balance. And as many of you know, Dr. Mendoza is a medical doctor. But he's also somewhat non-conventionally a master pranic healer, thus the term Master Glenn. And there's only 5 in the world, well, there may be 10 now, that are master pranic healers. I'm a pranic healer. I've taken my coursework over the years, and I have a ways to go. It's similar to a martial artist. You can be a martial artist, but only at a certain time can you be declared a master, you know, black belt or third degree black belt, very similar. And you have to prove yourself to be at that level, and hopefully one day I will be a master in pranic healing. But back to Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, he talks about pranic healing, which is, by some perspectives, you know, alternative approaches to health versus mainstream or allopathic. But he speaks in terms of balance and imbalance, and the whole concept of, well, generally speaking, the concept of pranic healing, prana being energy, is to balance the energy. And we're finding more and more about this, and now mainstream is starting to bond it, and there are many medical doctors who are now beginning to be trained in energy healing, because we're finding, well, sort of like the laptop, that it's real. Yeah, I threw that in. I did. And it's necessary. The laptop was real, and we found that out, and the FBI came back and said, oh, it's real. Of course, they brought all that out after the election. What, a week after they came and said, oh, you know what, we finished looking at this thing. It's real. So it all ties together, what I'm saying. I know I'm not all over the place, because it all ties together, folks. Back to what I was saying, being aware. And so speaking about Master Glenn and being in balance versus out of balance, it's just crucial that we think in terms of being in balance. And if you're coming back to my original point about wokeism and cancel culture and being shut down from free speech, First Amendment, because one opinion wants to pervade. Well, folks, that's a form of fascism, totalitarianism, all over the world. Look it up. Google it. One-party rule. And so when I see that we have businesses running our government, folks, that's dangerous. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're independent. I'm just talking common sense. I don't want to see any, have to think about it, left wing, right wing. I don't want to see any left or wing supporting or Democrat supported station ever being shut off the air because of their perspective, their, if you will, ideology about how things should go. I think they should have a fair share, fair opportunity to express their views and have some good discourse about it if they're opposing views. And by the same token, I don't want to see ever any right-wing or Republican ideology shut off the airwaves, their perspective. Because there's always going to be multiple perspectives. And when someone tells you, nope, we're going to shut down this particular network because we just don't believe in their views. Folks, if someone gets on the air and says, I don't believe in vaccines, and so you're going to say, we're going to shut that down. Wait a minute. Based on what? That particular network brought on 10 Harvard taught, if you will, just as an example, research doctors, well respected, that have brought on doc research to show why they have that perspective. Anytime you put all the eggs in one basket and your mama taught you that, you got a problem. Fauci? That's putting all your eggs in one basket. One person is the supreme being of vaccines. And don't misunderstand me. COVID is a real virus. It exists, folks. The point I'm talking about here is not the virus. I'm talking about the approaches to it. So when you say, oh, no, no, there can only be one approach, that's a concern. And I'm not saying that I didn't or I did take it myself. I'm just saying I believe in a person's having options. So, if you would, I'm just saying, be very aware when someone shuts down your neighbor's ability to express themselves. And you don't object to that, because that neighbor's opinion is different from yours. So you feel like, oh, okay, I got the victory. They've been shut down. Because guess what, folks? The pendulum swings both ways. And it's coming back at you. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next year. Maybe in 10 years. It may be at a time when your great-grands really need to be able to express themselves. It's not about you. It's about the whole. So I don't want to, because the opposition didn't show up. Because what does that show for me? That doesn't show anything for me. I'm not the best. I'm just the only. I'm not right or correct. I'm just the only. No man's an island. And what I'm getting at is, last year, and I'm seeing this more and more, last year, a network happened to be right-wing proponent, One American News, was removed from the airwaves, supposedly, because AT&T wanted to make a business decision. False. One America News at the time, and I have the statistics, look it up. Don't believe me. You need to do your homework. One America News was, at that point, the fastest growing network in America. It was growing faster than CNN. Of course, CNN had reached where it was, and CNN has since declined by at least 20-30%. It was growing faster than Fox and faster than Newsmax, faster than MSNBC. So, wait a minute, a business decision. You want to invest in something that's growing, don't you? No, no. It was removed. My belief tied in to a congressional hearing, look it up, a congressional hearing led by Nancy Pelosi that requested One America News, Fox News, and Newsmax all be removed from the airwaves for false information. That is on the record. That was last year, where the first of the three that were sacrificially devoured was One America News, albeit the smallest of the three, the weakest. You know how predators prey on the weakest, especially if they're weak, with the potential of being the strongest. That's you, folks. That's you and me and our loved ones. I'm not saying you're weak. I'm just saying potentially you could be anything you want. So one of her news was removed from the airwaves. And of the three, they were the only network that did investigative reporting. In other words, here's the report. Here's our report on the laptop, or here's our report on the virus, or here's our report on illicit relationships with China, and here's the proof. This is what was coming from One America News. With references where you could go and validate this. Congressional hearing, Nancy Pelosi, they should be removed. They were removed by AT&T, I'm ashamed to say. Worked for them for decades. Left them with the retirement. And it's not the same company. As they said when the Oldsmobile was taken off the market, you know, this isn't your father's Oldsmobile, when they started making them ugly and unattractive. That's another story. I just have an affinity for Oldsmobiles, always have for the last, since I can remember. But AT&T is not the AT&T of 20 years ago. The leadership has changed in terms of the ideology. And regardless of the leadership of any company, it should not impose its will on politics, because when you impose your will on politics, you're imposing your will on the lives of people, and businesses have no business doing that. That's why we live in America. That's why we have numerous branches of government, the House, the judiciary, the administrative, you know, well, maybe you don't, depending on how old you are, because if you're, you know, a new generation person, they no longer offer civics in school, which is by design. Folks, we're prime. We're being primed in a way, like, if you have any kind of common sense, you could see it easily. I mean, $83 billion of high-tech equipment left to the Taliban in Afghanistan for the Chinese to take over. An air base likened to none other in the world. An air base left, which, by the way, was in the backyard of China. And we walked away from it. That was a nice favor. That was a nice gift for China. Very nice, Biden. What did he did that within the first, what, 6 months, 3 months of his administration, if I'm not mistaken? It's a nice little message, right, to China, and say, hey, look, I'm with you. Here's what I'm going to give you. This is what I'm going to do for you. And I got more than I'm giving you. I got more from where that came from. Come on in. Buy our land. Who's the largest purchaser, one of the largest purchaser of land in America today? You're right, China. So the writing is on the wall, folks, what's going on. If you open your minds and not be afraid and not listen to the naysayers, because, see, everybody that looks like you is not your friend. People have been selling people out, themselves, their own cultures and races out for centuries, since time began. And it's very clear. And I believe God is going to make it more clear than ever. I'm just seeing this unfold, and my common sense is saying, like Arsenio Hall used to say, my homeboy, makes you want to go, wait a minute now, something ain't feeling right on this one. I'm not liking the way this is looking. Comes in, he shuts down all oil production, and I get the whole global warming and all of that stuff. But within one day, so you're just going to cut the legs off from folks, right? And say, oh, we're going electric. But wait a minute, you go electric. Who are you benefiting? Where is all that made from? Where are the batteries produced at? Oh, all the batteries, for the most part, are produced, or the components at least, in China. So who are we doing favors for? Oh, does this go back to the laptop? The laptop that says, wait a minute, this guy is in bed with China, the sun. Ooh, wait a minute, is this stuff starting to tie together? Could it be that obvious? They raided Trump's house, went through his wife's private dresser, never before in the history, went through the child's drawers, looking for what? Okay, so they found some classified documents that the president had the right to declassify, and he said he had declassified them. Nothing is going to come from that. Oh, what happens? A few months later, we find out that Biden not only had unclassified documents, but it wasn't even under lock and key. Well, he says it was under lock and key of his garage. Well, Trump's was under lock and key of a fortress. Mar-a-Lago? Have you seen? That's a fortress. And it was protected by numerous Secret Service agents. And it was in a safe. This guy's documents was in a garage, in a corner, stacked up next to the Corvette. And then, guess what? They started finding more documents all around. Right? In his house. In the Biden Center, which is named after him, at Penn State, the Biden Center for Research. I mean, look this up. They found more unclassified documents. Now, the documents they found at the Biden Center, it turns out, Biden had when he was a senator. Senators aren't even allowed to take documents out of an unsecured government building. So those had to be taken illegally. I mean, okay, Trump took them out, but he had a right, but he was supposed to be classified first, which he said he did. But a senators have to get special permission to even read unclassified documents, not to mention take them out of a government building. So how did they get there? Well, let's step back. It turns out that the Biden Center, named after him, built in his name and his honor at Penn State, was funded to the tune of millions, tens of millions of dollars, CCP, Chinese Communist Party. Tens of millions of dollars funded the Biden Center where the unclassified documents were housed. So, it makes you wonder. Makes you go, So, you know, this evening was supposed to be about Dr. Glenn Mendoza, and unfortunately, Dr. Mendoza was not able to join us this evening. But he will be back, folks. I can tell you that. And I'm hoping next week. So he wasn't able to talk to us about the wonderful sun sign of Aquarian. Have any Aquarians in the audience? What do we know about Aquarians? Well, we know they're very enterprising, very, very enterprising. So we're in the age of Aquarius right now, folks, an age of awareness. And that's what we need to be more than ever before, and that is aware. I just mentioned a few tidbits. One thing that we really need to focus on right now is this cancel culture. This is being shoved in our faces to the point where I'm ready to just say, this is just not good. Let me just look back. That left wing thing, I'm so glad I moved into the center. I'm so glad I say to the center because I was staunch. Anyone that knows me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, staunch, left wing, blinded by the media. Then, thanks to my friend and many, but one, may he rest in peace, Dick Gregory, said, you know, you need to read more. I'm like, I read. No, you need to read more, not as in quantity, as in quality. You're reading a lot of the left stuff, Daryl, but do you read the right? I mean, balance. Just see what's over there. Well, you know, the left says I shouldn't be reading because they ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. So let's see. The enemy of the right says don't read them. Wonder why they would do that. Is it possible that maybe there's something over there you might find out about the left? And sure enough, I started reading both sides, and mine eyes have been opened. I immediately changed my affiliation to independent. I want nothing to do. I've been lied to, and I'm insulted. And when you dare start reading yourself, I believe you're going to find the same thing. The networks have all bought into it. It's a mess. It's a nasty mess. They used to say, well, you know, the only rich people are Republicans and da-da-da-da. Wait a minute. It's all lies. It's all lies. The fact of the matter is you got as many or more affluent on the left side. And the proof of the matter is look at the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. These are all so-called left-wing that if you watch, for example, The View and all of these other late-night programs, which the talking heads, you know, or at the end of the day, you know, can't say enough negativity about Trump and all the other right-wingers. Well, these folks are all millionaires. These are millionaires. George Soros, one of the richest. Google, look it up. The head of Google, look it up. The head of Facebook. These folks are billionaires. And they're all left wing. So be very careful. Because they are influencing politics. And if they're influencing politics, they're influencing lives. And businesses have no business doing that. Because what are they in it for? The money. They're not humanitarian. Don't you believe it for a minute. If they give a dollar away, for the most part, my belief, there's a business benefit to it. So when I think about the media and what they have to say, and I'm watching the 7 o'clock news at night and on CBS or NBC and CBS and NBC, CBS, and ABC, I have to think back. Wait a minute. NBC, isn't that owned by Disney or AT&T? Doesn't they have stock in that? Ooh. Let me step back on this. So now we can't even watch television anymore. Not like we used to, and feel like we're getting unbiased information. And this is mainstream. Remember when you only had four channels, ABC, CBS, NBC, and then you could go over and get some of the UHF stations, you know. You remember the two dials we used to have on the TVs? You know what I'm talking about. When you had Walter Cronkite, when he would keep his political views to his own freaking self. Not anymore. Oh, no. Not anymore. So my message to you is be aware. Don't be woke. Waken up. Wake up, folks. That whole wake mindset, just following along like deer in headlights. Oh, yeah, it is. The color is red. Remember The Wiz? The color is green. The color is yellow. Let's move that direction. I don't follow that way. I don't move like that. That's why I don't join too many organizations, fraternity-type organizations. Nothing against any of them, because I know many good folks in many of these organizations, but you have to be careful, because once you join one, very often you have to follow the ideology, and you may not agree with that ideology totally. And it's getting to a point where it's infiltrating our churches. And when I think about churches, if I can just talk about that for a moment, it's another one that makes me go, because churches are supposed to be about morally correct. And morally correct is not a transvestite, and I say transvestite clearly, shaking his booty, panties showing, at my third grader. That's not morally correct, but it's endorsed by the left wing. So I'm saying left wing. You know, they used to talk about Bible Belt right wingers. Well, maybe I'm one of those. I'm starting to think, well, maybe I am more on that direction, especially what I'm seeing now. Maybe that liberalism is not where I want to be. Because it's gotten out of control. I know back in the day I did some things as a knuckleheaded teenager and young man. I look back at many of the things. Boy, I feel bad. Boy, I'm glad I grew up. As the Bible says, when I became a man, I began to think as a man. I know some folks right now are grown but adults, still acting like they in the 10th, 11th grade, doing the same things, thinking the same way, being led easily just like they were then. So I step back and I look at all of this and I'm saying, I'm not better than thou. I'm just who I am in God's light, speaking truth, and not truth to power, just plain truth. I'm not about an ego. I give all glory to the God that I serve in Jesus Christ, not trying to disparage any other religion. As long as it's founded in love, I love you, my Muslim brothers and sisters, and I got enough of them out there. Shout out to you, my Jewish brothers and sisters, my Hindu brothers and sisters, of course, my Christian brothers and sisters, and the like, so forth and so on. As long as it's grounded in love, we all serve in the same universal God. When you start talking to perversion and you start talking about, well, my transvestite child who was born a male can now at 18 or 17 compete with someone's born female in any given sport. If that's not the biggest nonsense. When the same testosterone, you can take all the puberty blockers and things that you want to take, you're still a man. You're built, you're structurally as a man. Talk to any doctor. Let's talk to Dr. Mendoza when he comes on next week about it. And this is left-wing thinking. So I'm saying, where did this left-wing come from? And I say, okay, we know that the Democratic Party founded the Ku Klux Klan. Look it up, folks. I know this may be hurting some hearts out there. But the truth of the matter is. And then there was a think tank that came along and said, we got to get this thing back. Then along came JFK. Bam. And everything changed. Remember, Biden's mentor was a grand poobah of the Ku Klux Klan. I'm just putting all these little things together. I'm saying, well, do these people really care about me? And I say, well, what's going on around the country? My folks are being killed in the streets. Chicago is a mess. Philadelphia is a mess. Memphis is a mess. I can go on and on. I say, well, what's this common thread here? Wait a minute. These are all Democrat-led cities. What are they doing? Listen, I'm not trying to trying to influence anyone illogically. I'm just saying strictly the facts. Look strictly at the facts. Put the coins on the table and see what you see. Don't sugarcoat anything. I'm saying, I don't like what I'm seeing here. It's just, I'm trying to find my way home. That's what I'm trying to do. Who am I? What am I really about? What is my substance? What's my purpose here? Well, I know one of my purposes is to tell the truth, to seek the truth, to live the truth, and to express the truth. We're all here to find our true selves. And I encourage you to do the same. Unbiased. Forget the family tradition. Forget the old pot that mom used to use, and you used it over and over, and you wonder why she used that pot. And, you know, one day you ask, and she said, well, that's the pot I use it because the only one, that's what my mama used. You say, well, you know, they got something new now that works better. You try it. Lo and behold, wow. If you just open your eyes up. So that's what I'm encouraging everyone to do. Be aware. I'm only bringing this out of the spirit that is fallen upon me, the spirit of truth. I'm not able to see something that's purple and someone telling my loved ones, my family, my neighbors that it's yellow. And I know it's purple, but because they've influenced the schools and they've influenced the media, and they're all saying it's yellow, and I'm saying, no, that's not yellow. And I'm going to tell you why it's not yellow. Because blue and red make purple. And we can break it down, and I can explain why that's purple. Lo and behold, when people start to look at it, they're like, oh, my God, it is purple. All this time. So I'm just asking you to don't just believe me. I want you to do your research, and I want you to send me an email to productivenews@outlook.com and tell me what you see. I'm open. I just want to help our society to be a productive, evolving society, not one that's regressive and spiraling into destitute. And that's what I'm seeing. I know that I'm not feeling better today than I was 4 years ago. I mean, I'm just looking back. Remember what, you know, many of us, I'm talking African Americans, it's not to my community there, because I'm so proud to say I have all walks of life that listen in, and all races and creeds, religions. And so for my African-American listeners and descent, many of you may remember when Clinton had his last term, we then found out that he had incarcerated more African-Americans than any other president in American history. And he went on my homeboy Arsenio Hall show with dark sunglasses and a saxophone. And I'm telling you ahead of time, we're going to find out that the same man that said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black, is truly somebody that has no real concern for you as a black. And he's on tape saying that. I got him on tape saying just that. So, do your homework. I had to take this time out. I suppose with Dr. Mendoza having other things that he had to do this evening, and hopefully he'll come in next week and share with us some things about Aquarian. And hopefully you'll tune in on Sunday to fullmoonmeditation.us. That's fullmoon meditation.us and join me. I'll be on there and tuning in to reap the benefits of meditating, folks. It's so important. It's being recognized around the globe as being one of the forerunners for wellness in this 20th century and into the 21st century. They're finding even physically that meditation is beneficial for things like heart disease and even high blood sugar and numerous other ailments. Of course, anxiety and stress and depression. Yeah, meditation. Studies are showing, and this isn't coming from, you know, your naturopathic, holistic schools of thought. This is coming from Harvard Medical Review and Yale Institute and many of the other mainstream educational institutions are now doing the research and finding this out. So we're approaching a critical mass, albeit I believe we're just at the brink, but I do believe we are approaching a critical mass, folks, of awareness of our existence. So much is going to come out in the weeks and months and, of course, years ahead about things that have been available to us but have been suppressed by the powers that be, and specifically, especially with health. We're going to find some things out about these vaccinations that I think will just paralyze some people when they find out the truth. And my hope is that this true balance of political power will make a difference. I'm glad that we have a new regime, if you will, in our political foothold, our Congress. And I'm hoping some people are held accountable for some of the falsehoods that they clearly conjured up. Look it up. Look it up on your phone. Russia, Russia, Russia was a hoax, a fact. You can look it up anywhere. You can do your fact-finding, whatever, you know, site that you like to use. They got so many of them out there. Some of them are not reputable. But there's fact-finder sites out there, and if you don't do anything, you know, just, and some will sugarcoat it, but if you read even between those lines, you're going to find out that there was no collusion. It reminds me of, remember what Bush said when he said, it was Iran, and it turned out they didn't have weapons of mass destruction at all, and they invaded that country for political purposes. And that's why folks don't care about or want to mainstream out Trump, because the man has so much money. He was talking about Republicans. He was talking about Democrats. He was talking about everybody. And he made a lot of enemies. At that level, you get people like ABC, people, entities, NBC, CBS, mainstream folks coming after you. And that's what I'm finding out from the research that I'm doing, and I'm doing unbiased. I just want to know the truth. So help me. You seek the truth. Bring me some information. Let me know what you're finding out. Let's compare notes so that we can be educated and save prayerfully the generations ahead. They deserve a chance. When you go to the grocery store and you're paying twice as much, and I know you are. No, I don't have to be a prophesier to know that. This is just plain facts. You're paying twice as much for food when you go shopping this weekend. Whatever you paid last year, this time you can double it. Just a fact. Our military, it's weakened. China still has slave labor, literally. Riggers. Look up slave society in China. Get how you were raised, for those of you who were raised, and I believe that's the majority of my listening audience. Your parents taught you something very, very simple. Be careful who you hang around. Now, China is a communist country that is portraying to want to be more diplomatic, but they have a ruler who's in place for life. Right? He declared, was it last year or the year before, I am in charge for life. Is that what you subscribe to? Do you want the likes of a Biden to be for life here? We have legitimate slave labor. That's China. Is that what you want here? And the fact of the matter is, they're buying up farmland left and right here. Once they control most of our products, once they control our food, folks, it's done. It's over. So, what do you say to that? Oh, no big deal? No, you know better than that. All I'm saying is, wake up, read the writing on the wall, care of your loved ones. You owe it to them. It's not your right. It's your responsibility. And if you don't have offspring, you still have a responsibility for that child down the street or down the hallway or across the fence or the one that you don't know but you see walking to school with her butt showing, literally, or the guy that literally has his pants down on his knees walking around. You know better. And you have a responsibility to make a difference, because it's no coincidence why this is happening. And it's happening in your backyards, and it's being produced and promoted by people that you know. And at some point, you got to call out the snakes in your own backyard, albeit sometimes in your own families. And that's the way it is throughout history. Because somebody wants to be your friend or somebody's a relative doesn't mean that you have to be beholden to them. And I think it's going to get to a point where we're going to have to draw some lines in the sand, folks. And I suggest you think about going home. I'm going to let that settle on you, what I mean by that. When I say go home, remember that Temptation song? Go back home where you belong. Listen to your heartbeat. It's beating much too fast. Go back home where you belong. That's what this is all about. Turn away from the view. They don't have a clue. Uh-oh. When I start rhyming, folks, that's just energy coming in. So I'm gonna shut this down. It's been about an hour. I've loved talking with you this evening. It's been live. You've been listening to me, Darryl Clark, on Productive News Weekly, keeping it real, keeping it live. It's news and information for you, by you, and of you. We must protect our children. Our borders are wide open. Fentanyl is coming in. They're literally apprehending enough fentanyl every month to kill every American. And trust it, many of these so-called heart attacks are from fentanyl. Much of the drugs that are being taken are laced with fentanyl. All it takes is a drop in a glass, folks. So you've had the warning. I'm telling you, look out for your children. Tell them what's going on. Much of the spikes that have been happening are coming from our borders. I have nothing against foreigners. I have, well, as the saying goes, some of my best friends are foreigners. No. I take it to another level. I even have, you know, godparents who are foreigners. So, and when I say foreigners, from another country, it's not about that. But come in legally, and we have to make sure we just don't just unrestricted. Don't worry about whether they come in with terrorist background, diseases. Just let them come in for political purposes. It's wrong, and you know it's wrong. I'm all for it. Give everyone a chance. Come in through the proper channels. It's fine. And guess what? Our foreign Americans, they all agree. Because they know. They know what's coming in. They know it's destroying the neighborhoods. How many hospitals are being shut down because they can't handle this influx without any type of insurance? Balance, folks. Bring folks in to your country, so many at a time. Just like if you had a grocery store. If you had a grocery store, private-owned corner store or a hardware store, I don't care what kind of store you had, you can only take so many patrons. So if your store holds 200 people and you got 1,000 people outside, you're just going to open the door and say, come on in, many can get in at a time. It's foolish, and you know it is, and you know better, and you know it's wrong. So why are you supporting it? Because an entertainer said so? Or because Jimmy Kimmel said so? Or because some athlete said so? These are all billionaires. They don't care about you. They're all getting money off of it. The fentanyl? Oh, that's being manufactured in China. Is there a pattern here? Is our country attempting to be destroyed from the inside? It makes you go, right? Enough fentanyl coming in to destroy every human being in America. Who needs a nuclear bomb? There's enough coming in on a monthly basis to destroy every, look it up, Google it. Now, if just that fact, if everything I talked about tonight, just that fact alone, the borders are wide open by the left wing, it makes you go, okay, these are educated people. Some are lawyers. And they don't see that. I wonder if there's a motive. It's not making much sense. These people are being bussed around the country off of my tax dollars, and I'm paying taxes for that? Wait a minute now. And I'm paying twice as much at the grocery store for that? Wait a minute. I can't get baby food? Oh, wait a minute. I'm understanding a lot of this product is being stored away for these individuals coming into the country, so I can't get baby food because illegal aliens are coming in? Wait a minute. Oh, something's not right. Folks, really? Really? Because you don't like the way a person speaks with some hubris? Oh, okay. Baby out with the bathwater. No. We're not. We're bigger than, we're better than that. We learn better than that. We know better. It's just wrong. So do your homework. That's my request, to not listen to Daryl Clark. To find out for yourself. And when you find out, be honest with yourself. If you find out that what you were led to believe is wrong, be honest, and if anything, say, I'll dare them. I'll dare them. Why? This is hurting my child, my grandchild, my niece, my nephew, my neighbor's children. And then share it. Fortunately, we're in America. And our voice does matter. Right now it does. I mean, we don't have a dictator yet. So with that said, I bid you adieu. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Productive News Weekly. I'd like to hear from you. Send me and drop me a note at productivenews@outlook.com. That's productivenews@outlook.com, and I'll certainly respond to you. To my regular listeners, I so much care about you and your loved ones. I wouldn't be speaking this truth if it wasn't for folks like you. So I ask that you let me know how you think about what I've talked about this evening. Going forward, we'll continue to educate you as best we can. And I'll leave you with this. They took One America News off the air last year in a wholly investigative news network. And then just 2 weeks ago, they took Newsmax TV network off the air from satellite. Fortunately, Verizon still carries the program. But AT&T, shame on you. Shame on you, AT&T. I would say I'm embarrassed, but I know it's not the same regime running the shop as it was when I worked there 20 years ago or 30 years ago. But shame on you. And I wouldn't spend a dime with anything that you run if I could avoid it. And so I encourage everyone to just consider what's going on. If you do have Verizon, and I believe Comcast may still be carrying it, but AT&T Satellite, DirecTV, I believe it's called, they've decided we're going to go woke and we're going to cut off this perspective of what's going on. We're not going to give 13 million people an opportunity to hear that side of the story. Anyone that would say I'm cutting 13 million people off, I want nothing to do with you. You're dangerous. You're as dangerous as the people who open the borders and let fentanyl come in to destroy our children. Do you know over 100,000 children are dying from fentanyl every year? Oh, was that on CNN? Wait a minute. Was that on ABC? Was that on CBS News? Was it on NBC News? If that information is not, and look it up and make sure I'm telling the truth. If that information is true, first of all, and that's not all over the news on a daily basis, then you better check that news source. And One America News was telling it. Newsmax was telling it. Fox, to some extent. Fox straddles the fence sometimes. But those two networks were telling the truth. And they got zapped. So somebody, for political purposes, ain't caring about our children. That's a lot of people. 100,000? That's COVID numbers. Look it up. If I'm wrong, I want to hear from you. ProductiveNews@outlook.com. I love you. I care about you. I'm going to close out with the same tune I opened up with, because we are in the age of Aquarius. God bless. Peace and blessings to you. Have a blessed weekend. Love your children. Love your parents, grandparents, your elders, whoever you have around you that's still there to give you some wisdom. And be careful, because a person is older don't mean they're wise. Be very discerning and guide your child to be a righteous person. And all those young people that you can influence. Take care.